And good morning, Bruce.
And good morning, Cora. And good morning, listeners. Wonderful to have your company here for our regular Community Conversations program here on a Thursday morning. Join me, Bruce Argyle and Vicky Senior, for our four-week Community Conversations special series on all things financial. It's really money, money, money. We'll be looking at budgeting, scams, frauds, online banking, elder abuse, financial hardship, and answering all your questions. Please join us. And, well, I don't know about you, but about 6 weeks after Christmas and New Year, and I got my first credit card bill the other day, and, oh, it's a bit larger than usual, and lots of expenses going back to school and all of that. And, of course, with COVID, each and every one of us have had to spend more time online. We've had to learn systems and ways of working, including perhaps some of our banking and so on. So it's been a challenge, and it's also, dare I say, a bit of a risk at times. So I thought, in response to a myriad of questions and lots of interest, that we would have a little series on all things financial. And so for this week and the next 3 weeks, we're going to be looking at money, money, money. We're going to be looking at scams and frauds and online, and we're going to be looking at elder abuse and, well, ways that you can avoid the risks of online banking to make sure that your financial systems are secure, and, well, a whole lot of other things beside. And we're going to share some, of course, anonymous, but some interesting stories with you of where things have gone wrong and ways that we can avoid it. And so if we're going to do that, I've got to give you a riddle, don't I? Sitting here on my table, I have two coins, and they add up to 55 cents. But before you start to guess, I have to tell you that one of them is not a 5 cent piece. So here's the riddle for the show. What are those two coins? I'll tell you later in the show. They do add up to 55 cents. Yes, get your thinking caps on. If you can solve that riddle, well, you just could win a prize. But let's get in the mood and see if we can think about money, money, money.
I could do if I had a little money.
You're with Bruce Argyle here on Community Conversations. Thanks for joining us this morning. We're talking all things financial. We're talking money. And so who better to have in the studio all the way from Manchester in the UK? Well, not actually. She's from across the road here in Wirralee. Vicky Senior, the branch manager for Community Banking. Hi, Vicky. Wonderful Hi. To have you with us.
Hi, Bruce. Thanks very much for having me.
Terrific. And sitting next to Vicky is Ash Toogood, who's the Customer Relationships Officer at the Community Bank here. Good morning, Ash.
Good morning, Bruce.
Wonderful to have you here too. And, well, I think between the two of you, we'll be able to ask you any question at all about banking, finances, and this morning we're going to focus on online, and we're going to be looking at frauds and scams and things. And perhaps before we go there, let's just make sure we know, do we all know what the difference between a fraud and a scam? What's a fraud compared with a scam? Is a scam a fraud or a fraud a scam, or is one bigger or more important or worse than the other? And so I did a little bit of course, research, as I always do. And I found that a fraud is sort of the, well, it's defined as a wrongful or criminal deception intended to result in financial or personal gain. And a scam belongs to the, it's a broader, it comes under the fraud umbrella, if you like. And it's a deceptive scheme or trick that's used to cheat someone out of something, especially money. And I know in my own family, I've had instances with relatives where that has happened, unfortunately. It does happen, Vicky, doesn't it? It
happens every single day, Bruce, and in different forms, which is something that we're going to talk about today.
I think, Vicky, before we go there, there may be people listening this morning who actually aren't so familiar with online banking. So let's just rewind to online banking 101. How does online banking work, and how do I set it up if I've still not done it? And in these times of COVID, maybe it's about time I should, because I just heard last week they're even thinking about phasing out checkbooks. So let's just give us a quick overview, Vicky, of what does online banking look like?
It's a great point to make, Bruce, because online banking is something that has become bigger as technology's evolved over the last few years, and the banks really are all looking for ways to try and avoid fraud, and they feel that online banking is now becoming safer and safer because of all the methods that we can put into place there, whereas, as you say, phasing out checkbooks is something that we've been trying to do for a while now because there are so many opportunities for fraud where checks are concerned. I know even in my career of banking that we used to post-date checks, which is something that you just can't do anymore. So online banking it sounds big and scary, and I know a lot of people worry about it, but really it is just as simple as coming into your local bank and talking to your customer relationship officer or one of the tellers about the opportunity. Somebody will sit through the process with you, set you up, and it really can be as simple as being able to access your accounts in a really clear format on your phone or on a device at home with a simple password or PIN number.
I'm glad you mentioned passwords and PIN numbers, because that's the very most important thing at the beginning, Vicky, is to have a secure password and keep it in a secure place, isn't it?
That's exactly right, Bruce. And I think some of the problems that we've had in the past have been that customers worry about forgetting passwords, so they make things simple for them, but those passwords then become something that other people can guess at, or the same with PIN numbers. For example, 1234 isn't the most secure PIN number.
or my birthday either.
Exactly right, Bruce. So yes. It is. It's one of those things that we do try to make it simple for you to remember, but difficult for other people to guess at.
So let's just visualize for those who haven't done online banking yet. So they can come in, someone will help them set, someone like the amazing Ash here will help you set up your accounts. So then once I've gone online to my bank site and put in my account number and my password, it'll come down with my accounts? Yes, just talk us through that.
That's exactly right. So for our internet banking, it will come up with a list of all the accounts that you choose to see. So you can hide some of your accounts, you can see some of them. So for example, my mortgage account isn't something that I want to be reminded of every single day. So it's definitely an account that I hide and just make transfers to and from. You mentioned earlier about being able to transfer between your own accounts. You can do that with complete ease, and with additional security, you can transfer funds externally to other people as well.
Mm. And for those of you, and I know many of you are involved in community groups and organisations, you can have joint signatories, can't you, Vicky? So you could have two people authorised, so both of us have to go online and do it?
You certainly can. As an extra level of security, you can make it that it's a two-to-sign account, one-to-sign account. There's numerous ways that we can protect you. And that's why it's important to go into your local community bank as well. You know, these days, it is just vital that you still have the opportunity to talk to somebody face-to-face so that you can look after your security.
Fantastic. We're going to hear all about how we avoid the sorts of scams that sadly are all too prevalent today. And Ash, we might even get you to share a story or two of where things have gone wrong. But let's have a listen to the Pretenders.
Oh, why you look so sad? Tears are in your eyes. Come on and come to me now. Don't be ashamed to cry. Let me see you through. 'Cause I've seen the dark side too. When the night falls on you, you don't know what to do. Nothing you can make me love you less. I'll stand by you. I'll stand by you. Won't let nobody hurt you. I'll stand by you. Stand.
Thanks for joining us for Community Conversations this morning with Bruce Argyle. And here's your riddle this morning. I've got 55 cents in my hand right now, and but there's just two coins. And before you jump to conclusions, I have to tell you that one of them is not a 5 cent piece. So what are they? What are they? There you go. Get your thinking caps on. We are talking money this morning, all things financial. And Ash, I'm wondering whether we can go to you, and I almost hate to do this, but can you give us a real live example, names omitted, of course, but of something that did go wrong in terms of a scam?
Yeah, definitely. So there's many different platforms of scams in regards to SMSs, phone calls and emails and those type of things. So I guess with COVID and stuff, people being home, I'll discuss a phone call.
Mm-hmm.
This person in general answered the phone in regards to her internet provider, who then wanted to check the security levels through a computer. The customer, not recognizing that this could potentially be a scam, you know, she went along with it. She allowed this person to log into her computer and also then log into her internet banking to check the security levels.
Ouch.
Yeah. So from there, the customer then proceeded to set up a payment and also provided them with the security code in order to make this OSCO payment. By the time she'd realized it was actually too late, okay, and from there, it just strings down to, you know, contacting her bank, going through the process in order to get these funds out. And it does happen where in these cases, people don't get their money back, unfortunately, because they don't realize the triggers. They just sometimes don't think we've all been there. You know, you trust this person, you know, they think you're doing the right thing, in a sense. So, yeah, it does make it quite hard.
Yeah, and I mean, some of us, myself included, grew up very trusting of people, and most people are very trustworthy, yeah. Ash, but unfortunately, there's a few out there that are just not.
Definitely. You know, you think if your Telstra's your service provider and they ring you to check out what's going on with your security levels and so forth, you're going to talk to them. It's quite that simple. I guess we live in a world now where we've just got to be a little bit mindful, and if something doesn't sit right, hang up the phone.
Ash, that also happens. I mean, sometimes people pretend to be someone contacting you from the ATO or something like that. Talk to us about that.
Yeah, so with the ATO, there have been scams going around run through like an email platform where you'll get a link saying, you know, the ATO, you need to make an urgent payment. Click on the link below. One of the biggest signs with those type of scams is when you actually check the domain email of where it's coming from. It could be something completely irrelevant to Australian tax office. It might be bubble.com, whatever it may be. So they are the first point of calls. I guess in a sense, if people do click the link, it's important to never, ever put any information, whether it's names, date of birth, addresses, contact numbers, and those type of things. Because unfortunately, with resetting passwords online, they're the details that you use. So it does make you quite open to getting scams in the future.
And Ash, sorry to interrupt you. What do we do? What do I do if I'm sitting there and I'm just not sure whether this is a scam or whether this is for real or not? Or maybe it just could be real occasionally. You know, what do I do if I'm not certain?
Definitely. I think if you're not certain, whether it's a phone call, an SMS and those type of things, I would not reply to it, and I would contact the provided directly, whether it's the Australian Tax Office, Telstra, Australia Post, those type of things, and take it from that avenue, actually protecting yourself by making the phone call, not receiving a phone call or an SMS and those type of things.
And I think I'm right in saying that the Tax Office, the ATO, normally contact us by mail anyway, by post or by email.
Definitely.
Don't they?
Yeah. And nowadays, you know, with technology and that involving, they will contact you by mail still, but you may receive emails and those type of things.
All right. And so I can check out the domain name, I'm hearing you say. I can double check the legitimacy of the person who's making contact with me. Anything else?
Yeah, with the person making contact with you, I would ask to call them back. And get them to provide you a name and a number. 9 times out of 10, when it's a scam, they won't give you that information. It's the same with SMSs that you may receive from Australia Post and those type of things. I know during COVID, I was definitely online shopping, so I was getting emails and SMSs left, right, and centre. And just mainly like the SMS, like the mobile number that it's coming from, a lot of the time you'll notice that it's international when it's a scam.
Yes. And Ash, I mean, people have lost lots of money through these sorts of scams. How common are they?
They are really common, and they're becoming more and more common these days. I guess relating back to the start of this show, when we spoke about setting up for internet banking, I think some people are still a bit wary of it, but I mean, it's a great thing to protect yourself, whether you just want view only, just to monitor your accounts, especially with debit cards being attached and those type of things. By being able to see what goes through your account, whether it's a daily, weekly basis, does protect you from these things. Because if we do find out that it's happening, we can definitely protect you a lot quicker than if it's months later.
Hmm. Vicky, unfortunately, as a manager, you must also see these things happening. And obviously, your staff team are dealing with these, I'm sure, on a sadly regular basis.
I do, Bruce. And I think that the main thing to understand is that it's so easy to get dragged into the moment with these scenarios. You can be a very intelligent person, and it just so happens that at the time you get a text message from Amazon, you happen to have bought something from Amazon, or that you are waiting for a package to come through.
Mm-hmm.
You know, scams aren't always as obvious as somebody in South Africa has told you you've been left gold from a will somewhere.
Yes, yes.
You know, then
you've
not
got 2 million there just waiting for you.
That's exactly right. And I have fallen for scams. And, you know, I'm in the financial industry, and it's very easy to get dragged into the moment. And as you said before, Bruce, we're all wanting to trust the people that are on the other end of the phone. And to elaborate as well, I've had phone calls from the ATO as well. So it is that these people who are genuine do need to call you sometimes and speak to you, and it may be a phone call, a text message, an email. So it is difficult to recognise sometimes, but I think the main thing and the main message from all banks is don't be embarrassed.
Mm-hmm.
Make sure that you give us the correct information. If we ask you if you've given out your card details, be honest with us, because we've got a lot better chance of being able to help you if you tell us exactly what the problem is and what you did.
Mm. Vicky, we're going to have a song, and then after that, I'd love to ask you the question about credit cards and those things that come onto our credit cards that we didn't actually buy, and what do we do then, and can we go to the bank, and can we get our money back, and those sorts of things. But anyway, let's go for a song, and before I do, keep thinking about those 55 cents. Of course, there's no one else better to talk about money, to sing about money, than you know who.
That's what I want. That's what I want. That's what I want.
And have you solved my little riddle yet? I've got 55 cents in my hand here. Well, there's two coins. But before you jump to conclusions, actually, one of them's not a 5 cent piece. So just what are they? Are they foreign currency? Are they? Have they been cut up or something? Or is it a special mint or something? Hey, just give that a bit of thought. I will give you the answer before the end of the program. But my very special guests here this morning are Vicky Senior and Ash Toogood. And we've been talking about scams, unfortunately, financial scams. And Vicky, give us another example. There's too many examples out there, aren't there?
There really are, Bruce, and I think that the main thing for people to understand is that one thing scammers do is they try and cause panic. So when you get a phone call from somebody claiming to be from the ATO, it's that you have to make the payment right now, right this very moment in time, or the world's going to blow up. And you know, if they're
going to be fined or something.
Exactly,
or,
right. Yes. And if they've waited that long for money and you do owe them, then they can wait another couple of hours whilst you work out whether or not it's the right number. And we did also talk about how you can take a phone number from the person who is calling you. I would just go further from that and say, if you get the opportunity to check that number, you can do that through White Pages or through a Google search. Quite often, just type in a phone number and it will come up with the company, so that you do know whether or not you're calling a scammer back on their personal number or you're calling a company back. So, you know, just these little tips and things. But I think the main thing, and we were just talking about it in the studio, is all these ways to recognize scams. The truth is, if you're in doubt, phone somebody who knows. Call your bank. Call a friend, speak to somebody else about it before you do anything.
There you go. Great advice. And look, if you are wanting a couple of resources, go to the website, scamwatch.gov.au. Has lots and lots of tips on there. Or you can give Vicky and Ash a call on 5961 5644. Let's talk credit cards, Vicky and Ash. They're also, unfortunately, a means where people can misappropriate, you know, our funds, our money, our hard-earned cash. What typically goes wrong with credit cards?
It's a really good one, Bruce, because one of the main complaints I would say that we get from all people are when there's been a stop put on your card.
Yes.
How frustrating is it? You're in the shop, you've tried to make a payment for something, and you're so embarrassed when you can't make
You've just had
payment.
A nice dinner and now you can't pay for
That's
it, Vicky.
That's exactly right. It's happened to all of us, I'm sure. And you go straight into your bank and they tell you that they put a stop on your card because they thought that something that you've done is fraudulent. And sometimes it is, and sometimes it isn't. And I think that that can be the number one thing that really frustrates people. But it's important to understand that all banks are trying to protect you, and that if they do put a stop on your card, be it temporary or permanent, it's really just to make sure that you're not being scammed for any money. And credit cards are the number one place that that takes place.
And if I am, Vicky, so, I mean, I've heard horror stories where people have been charged, you know, three times for the same item, for example, or where they didn't buy anything at all, actually. They haven't even been into a particular shop and it's on there. There's a line on their statement when they get it a month later. What are the steps? What do they do? What do you do?
That's a really good one, and I'm going to hand over to Ash for that one.
Yes, Ash. Tell us, what do I do when I get that foreign-looking item on there and I'm thinking, hang on.
Foreign-looking item. well, first protocol would be to go into your bank and have a chat to them about it. Pretty much the first step is we cancel the card down and reissue you a completely new card number and those type of things. Unfortunately, it is a bit of a pain sometimes because you've got to wait the 4 to 7 business days for the new card to arrive. But there are other ways of accessing your funds, and that's what we'll have a chat to you about. The next process is then doing a card dispute where we actually lodge a request to dispute these transactions that you weren't aware of. Unfortunately, with this process, depending on when you've discovered them, the sooner the better. But unfortunately, sometimes people won't recognize them until they receive their statement 30 days later.
Yes, yes.
And there are more transactions. So it can take up to 45 days for some departments, like card dispute departments and those type of things, to dispute them. Unfortunately, sometimes we can get the funds back and sometimes we can't.
Right.
So, yeah, that's what kind of comes back with internet banking. If you can monitor your account, we have a better chance of protecting you as well.
Hmm. So good news, bad news there, Ash. A bit of a mixture, but yep. It sounds to me like, you know, we shouldn't be afraid to ask for help and get some advice.
Yeah? No, most definitely. There are no silly questions when it comes to your banking, and we're here to help educate you as well, because that's kind of the world we're living in with technology and stuff. It's continuously evolving. I mean, as you mentioned, credit cards, but most cards now are debit cards, which work exactly the same way as a credit card, but it's accessing your own funds.
What we're sort of talking about the you know, scamming, all sorts of scamming forms of and misuse of your money and so on. What other things have you seen, Ash, in your, I don't know how many years you've been in banking? How many years have you been doing banking?
Nearly five.
Nearly five, there you go.
Five.
So you've seen a few things happen. You've heard a few stories. You've probably been a part of a few stories. What do you want to share another one with us?
Kind of comes back to not kind of monitoring your own bank account. I guess in a sense, most fraud departments within the bank are pretty quick at putting stops on cards and those type of things. But essentially, if you've been purchasing off the same company, but all of a sudden you're getting extra charges from them, we might not pick that up. And that's where it does become more mindful, because I have had customers only want their statements every 6 months. They've come into the bank 6 months later and they have lost thousands of dollars that we've then had to dispute for them. And like I said, it does come down to sometimes we can get the funds back and sometimes we can't. So it just becomes being a little bit more mindful where you're putting in your card numbers, where you do keep your cards and those type of things. Because we can only do so much to protect you. We need your help as well.
Great advice. Great advice, Ash. Thank you so much. Let's have a little listen to Donna Summer. She works hard for the money. There you go.
Money.
Yarra Valley FM acknowledges the traditional owners, the Wurundjeri people, as the custodians of this land we broadcast from. We pay respects to elders past, present, and emerging.
And I've been telling you about the 55 cents that have been holding my hand, and at risk of getting complaints, I think I better tell you right now that the 55 cents I have in my hand, they do add up to 55 cents. There are two coins here, and I can absolutely tell you that one of them is not a 5 cent piece. That's because the other one is. Bruce. All right, so there you go. And that's a great little riddle to try on someone tonight over dinner or something like that. Yes, there you go. We're talking all things money this morning. We're talking in particular about avoiding financial scams and avoiding the pitfalls that so many of us face in these COVID times, in these changing times, in these times when we are all more online than we were in the past. Ash, I'm going to put you back on the spot and just ask you, can you just, perhaps for people who haven't been listening or just to bring it all together, can you just summarise for us what you think are some of the things that we can do as responsible citizens, you know, to avoid scams? And when we do, unfortunately, get tangled up with them, what do we do? So just give us a bit of a summary again to make sure we've got the information.
Definitely. I think it's about being aware that they are out there. And I think it also comes down to being educated. You can go online and just pop into Google and have a bit of a read of it. By no means do we want you to feel overwhelmed or anything by that. I'm not saying it's going to happen to each and every one of you. It's just being aware of it. And as I said, it also comes back to being mindful when it comes to your own banking. You know, pop into your local bank and have a chat to them. Is there anything that you can do to better protect your money and your banking facilities, I guess, in a sense. But yeah, it kind of comes down to just being educated and those type of things. But don't stress about it. It's one of those things. We're in 2021. It's going to happen every day. It just doesn't mean that it's going to happen to you. But that's what we're here to help you with.
That is fantastic advice, Ash. And just remind us about passwords and security and things like that.
Passwords and security. When it comes to your password, keep it to yourself. You don't need to give any of that information to anyone else. If you do forget about it, just definitely pop into your bank and that will be able to run through and reset it for you. If you feel like, hey, I've accidentally given my password, don't go into panic mode and don't feel like you're being silly or anything like that. You know, we can help you, but the quicker you tell us is the quicker we can help you from any scam or anything or anybody accessing your internet banking.
That's terrific. And Ash, you know, I have had an example in my own family where unfortunately an elderly relative has given out her password over the phone to someone who was purportedly, you know, from the bank, she has lost a few $1,000s as a result. You know, they're trying to get it back for her, you know?
Yeah, definitely. And unfortunately with that kind of process, it doesn't happen overnight. It can take weeks or months for us to recover the funds. And then in turn, we may not be able to do that for you. So I guess, you know, it is one of those scary situations. But yeah, by no stretch of the imagination should you be giving passwords to family, friends and those type of things, or somebody ringing you on the phone. That's not something you need to ever hand out.
Yeah, terrific. In terms of support, you might want to go on to the Scam Watch website. There's a whole lot of resources and stories there, just scamwatch.gov.au. And there's also a place on that website where you can report scams, where you can raise concerns, where you can ask questions, and a wonderful resource. Or indeed, you can give Vicky or Ash a call right here on 5961 5644. Vicky, you were going to add something.
It's just that in common in these days now, it's common for customers to have a separate account. So I think a lot of people don't realise you can have as many bank accounts as you want to. And having a separate account with a smaller balance and one card attached could be the account that you just use when you purchase for online or over the phone purchases. And what that does is it means that you've only got one account that you really need to monitor closely every day to ensure that you've not been scammed. And it gives you peace of mind that if you do get scammed, the most they can take from you is the balance of that account. And it's up to you how much you transfer back and forth there. I think the main message today, though, Bruce, is that we don't want to scare people. We want you to be able to purchase things online. We want you to be able to purchase things over the phone. We just want you to be able to do it safely.
Yes, and to do your banking over the phone. It's very... Look, Vicky, I was... it's probably 5 years now since I've been online banking. I was a bit scared about it to start with, and, you know, what does it look like, and, you know, how do I do it? And it is so easy, actually, when you get on there, isn't it?
It really is. I had a scenario not that long ago myself where I was scammed, and I still don't know how it happened, Bruce, but it was my bank account in the UK that I still have, very small balance in there, and because it is such a small balance in an overseas account, I very, very rarely check it. And I'd been getting email after email saying that they'd been taking money from this account and ignoring it, thinking that it was a scam from Netflix, and it turned out that money had been taken from that account. But even being at the other side of the world and only able to fix that with my bank over the phone, it still managed to get sorted out. I got all my money back.
Well done.
So, you know, every bank has the same process, and it's just really important that you get onto it as quickly as possible.
Terrific. Let's have another song.
I don't worry about nothing. I am wearing that night. I'm sitting pretty impatient, but I know you gotta put in them hours. I'ma make it harder. I'm sending pick up to picture. I'ma get you fired. I know you're always on that night shift, but I can't stand these nights alone. And I don't need no explanation, 'cause baby, you're the boss at home. You don't gotta go to work, 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 but you gotta go to work, 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 work. You don't gotta go to work, 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 work. Let my body do the work, 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 work. We can work tomorrow. Oh, oh, we can work tomorrow. Let's put it in a motion. I'ma give you a promotion. I'll make it feel like a vacay. Turn the bed into an ocean. We don't need nobody. I just need your body. Nothing but sheets in between us. Ain't no getting off early. I know you're always on the night shift, but I can't stand these nights alone. And I don't need, cause baby, you're the boss at home. You don't gotta go to work, 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 work. But you gotta go to work, 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 work. You don't gotta go to work, 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 work. And my body go to work, 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 work. We can work tomorrow. We can work tomorrow.
Can you make a clap? No hands for me. Take it to the ground, pick it up for me. Look back at it all, I'm for me. Put in work like my time sheet. She ride it like a 63. I'ma buy a new Celine. Let her ride in the forest with me. Ooh, she the babe, I'm her boo. And she down to break the rules. Ride it down, she gon' go. I'm gon' chill, she finesse. I pipe up, she take that. Putting overtime on your body.
You ain't gotta go to work, work, no. Work, 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 work. But you gotta go to work, 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 work. You don't gotta go to work, 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 work. And my body do the work, do work, 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 do work, work, work. Yeah, work, yeah, work. We can work tomorrow, oh, yeah. We can work tomorrow.
And we're almost out of time this morning. I hope you've found our Community Conversations program. Really helpful this morning. So much information from you, Vicky and Ash, that's been really, really useful. I do note that both of you said that it doesn't happen to everyone. It doesn't happen every day. It's, you know, even though we're, you know, talking about horror stories and things that do go wrong, it's not happening every day. And can I just thank you both for coming in, for giving us an increased awareness in this space. And Vicky, we're not done yet, because we're going to be back again the next 3 weeks.
We sure are, Bruce. You just can't get enough, can you?
But next week, tell our listeners what we're going to be talking about next week, Vicky.
Well, next week goes on from today, really, Bruce. And we're going to talk about elder abuse and financial bullying and how that can go on with people that we know as well.
Okay. Stay tuned. We'll look forward to your company same time next week. And a big shout out to Cora Zon, our producer this morning. Thanks, Cora. And have a great week, everyone.